Blog Talk Radio.
What we're living in, let me tell ya. And it's a world a man can eat at all. When things are big, that should be small. Who can tell what magic spells we'll be doing for us? And I'm giving all my love to this world, only to be told. I can see, I can breathe, know my will will be. And nothing's gonna change the way we live, cause we can always think but never give. And everything's changing for the worst. See, whoa, it's a crazy world we're living in, and I just can't see that half of us immersed in sin. It's all we have to give. This future made of virtual insanity. Now always we do gather about this love we have for you. Step twisting our value technology. Oh, now there is no sound, but we all left underground.
But somehow, some way, we all have been. Individuality is something which we should build upon and expand. Now, the unusual thing about this expansion is this. What are we expanding if we do not expand our consciousness so that all consciousness can come together as one, familiar with the flower of life? For in looking carefully at the flower of life, you see that the circle of life lives within it as each expands to a certain point of which it matches the size of the circle. Every circle brings forth the flower of life that manifests from the circle of life. I think it's a good idea for us right now to listen to the Lord's Prayer in Aramaic as I come back to let you know the true meaning of what this prayer really says. Not what has been translated misappropriately from those misinformed who produced the misinformation that has misformed or deformed our susceptible minds, but that which was intended from its very inception brings all things together as one.
Ahu Dabishmaya Nil Quadashamu Tete Mauchu Newe Chuanai Echara Dabishmaya Epara Halalakma Bishupwana Yumana Chana Dabkan Sukwan Kayoi Ulat Elan Elnesula Elapasan Menbisha Mitilde
that I do want to bring to your attention before we get into the translation of that song is we have in our midst forces that work against our greatest and highest good. Whatever you wish to call it, is your, and the reason why I bring that up right now is because the translation that I know I have is currently in escape mode from me now. And that's okay for right now, but I'm going to bring it to you because this is one thing that I need you to understand. In identifying and recognizing the unified field, nothing is lost. Remember this. In recognizing and identifying with the unified field, nothing is lost because all is within the field. And as you feel the vibration of the field, you will be able to locate whatever it is that you seek in the unified field. All things are already in motion because all things are in divine order. We are where we are and what we are doing. In the unified field of which we all exist, and all existence is within the unified field of existence, nothing is lost. In the awareness and the consciousness of recognizing the unified field, we must recognize that all things are in motion. whether it is a low vibration, whether it is low in vibration, whether it is high in vibration or high in frequency. All things within the unified field is in divine order. The confusion that comes is because the forces against your greatest and highest good wants you to be confused. You see, if you listen carefully, you will recognize and come to know that in consciousness, the influences of our environment shapes our realities. And in order for your reality to have a different shape, it is necessary for you to vibrate in the frequency that is necessary for the shape to be manifest of your desire for the reality that you deserve. You see, it's so much bigger than what we think, because to us, and we are under the impression, because we have been conditioned to believe that, we are under the impression that we have thoughts, but thoughts also have varying levels of conscious awareness, either activated through the vibration that we receive them to bring them into manifestation through creation, will thoughts come to us to influence us to be possessed by the thought that has such a strength that you activate the thought of something other that has possessed you into action. It's so much bigger than what many people believe. And let me throw this out there real quick. This is the beginning of the ORAOC. That's an acronym for our removal of confusion. This is the King's script, of which was handed down to me from the vibrational frequency of the divine. And where there are many people who may not understand fully what I'm speaking, but I speak the language that is best suited for me at this point in time. And of this King's script, I'm going to write it out so that it will be in existence. So every 5 years, each one who captures the King's script will read and translate it as they see fit from the original manuscript, which is that which I am producing. And in the spirit of truth, all will come together to re-script the King's script to remove the confusion that is a part of our global issue, of which there are wars and rumors of wars, because we really are at war with ourselves, because we do not understand conflict is really within ourselves, because we have not recognized that the kingdom within is not only voice activated, but the kingdom within has yet to be awakened from the dream that should have never been, the illusion that is the existence of which we are currently experiencing.
What you think that I can be? I'm the one at the sale, I'm the master of from a young age, taking my folk into the masses, writing my poems for the few that look at me, took to me, shook at me, feeling me, singing from heartache, from the pain, taking my message from the veins, speaking my lesson from the brain, seeing the beauty through the...
Follow
It's much bigger than anything we could possibly imagine. Each and every one of us have to recognize the truth through the spirit of truth. My allegiance is to the King of Kings. My actual name is King. And let me share with you the translation of the Lord's Prayer from Aramaic. Now, the National Association of Scholars have put together the understanding of this prayer that even the Christian church has been missing. And it begins in Aramaic by saying, Abun Dibushmaya. Excuse me. Abun Dibushmaya. Abun is not our father, for that is Abba. But Abun, the mother, father, God, consciousness, and that which is the birther of existence. So let me give you the translation, and let me give it to you as is shared through the super connection that's creating health, harmony, and balance. Those who do not understand what you are listening to, trust me when I tell you this. I am the founder and the vessel of the Souls of Life Society. Now, if you look at the acronym for Souls of Life Society, it's S-O-L letters for the word sun in Spanish. Now, when we look at the acronym, the only thing that is missing is you. Because when we put you in this acronym, we have souls. Now, the Souls of Life Society's mission is to harmonize the unity needed, not only for Black organizations to thrive so that humanity may survive, but to bring the truth of recognizing that the African have been scientifically understood origin of creation as far as humanity is concerned. Now, when I say that, what I'm saying is this. When you trace back the DNA of every being on the planet Earth, it traces back to the motherland, which is Akubalan, which is the African continent. When you look deeper, theories that speculate that one great landmass actually separated and became many of the great landmass that are on the planet Earth today. So, let me share with you this translation of the Lord's Prayer. And this is a note from the translator. This translator is named Mark Hathaway. And he says this. I hope you find this translation of the Lord's Prayer as delightful as I did. It is unusual in that it is translated directly from Aramaic, as opposed to the traditional method, which is first translated into Greek from Aramaic, and then translated into Latin, and then into English. That premise, we get what we have taught and conditioned. Listen very carefully. O cosmic birther of all radiance and vibration. Soften the ground of our being and carve out a space within us where your presence can abide. Fill us with so that we may be empowered to bear the fruit of your mission. Let each of our actions bear fruit in accordance with our desire. Endow us with wisdom to produce and share what each being needs to grow and flourish. Untie the tangled threads of destiny that bind us as we release others from the entanglement of past mistakes. Do not let us be seduced by that which would divert us from our true purpose, but illuminate the appetites of the present moment. For you are the ground and the fruitful vision, the birth power and fulfillment, as all is gathered and made whole once again. So be it. And that translation. Understand in the 1, 2, 3, 4th stanza, it says, let each of our actions bear fruit in accordance with our desire. Desire is the desire that is incorporated with the cosmic birther that we have united with. That's where the hour come from. It's not an hour that is separated from the God force, but as the God force. You see, people go around a place and you hear them talking about, I am God and all this, because there is still confusion amongst our ranks. And just as the nail on your finger can be detached, whether you cut it in a safe fashion that just removes the extra growth, or it's ripped from the bed and brings you pain to your finger, your nail, a part of you, that which is not separate from you because it was made of you. So when we use the I am, we are speaking into life that which we have been given the ability to do. So instead of saying I am sick, recognize that they are claiming sickness and disease and negativity, because there is power in the word. And in the beginning was the word. So we come to a place of recognizing that there are many who come from the same source. And just as in the beginning of your existence when there was a sperm and there was an egg that came together as one, came the zygote, that manifested into the embryo, that manifested into the fetus, that became the child that was birthed, that then became the trillions of cells that has been from the inception of your manifestation into this physicality, all of creation was brought forth in the same manner. This is why that people don't understand the fullness that we need to understand, because we have been disconnected from the truth. So let me share with you the Lord's Prayer in Aramaic. Abmun di pushmaya, nitka dishmak. Tete makutank nikwe sibyana aikana debashmaya afpa'a. Ablan lakma disunkana yumana. Washbuklan kaubain hoktehain aikana defkanan twakada halibain. Wela tahlan linsuna. Ila tan minapisa. Betol talake. Makutank wahela. Wateshbukta. La alam amin. Amen. I find it interesting that TikTok and a couple of social media platforms has a beautiful Nubian princess, queen, if you will, that is pretty much going viral with what the translation of the Lord's Prayer really is. That was discussed in this time. Hathaway had brought to us through his sharing of the translation that is called the Super Connect, creating health, harmony, and balance. Now, I'll read what he said again. And this is the note from the translator, Mark Hathaway. He said, I hope you find this translation of the Lord's Prayer as delightful as I did. It is unusual in that it is translated directly from Aramaic as opposed to the traditional method, which is first translated into Greek from Aramaic and then translated into Latin and then into English. You see how much is lost in translation. Yet, in the unified field, nothing is lost. It says in the last verse, for you are the ground and the fruitful vision, the birth power and fulfillment, as all is gathered and made whole once again. Now, remember, in our script for this sharing, I say we have never been separate, only separated. And that is because of the forces that captured a lower vibration of individuality and distorted it to bring forth a separation that was not intended. Yet remember that divine operation is expansion and fuller expression. This means the production of something that has not gone before, something entirely new, not included in the past experiences, but proceeding out of it by an orderly sequence of growth. Now, trust me when I tell you this. The source of creation knows all things. The omniscience of that which is in the beginning from the very start orchestrates. That's why all is in divine order. And the fuller expression sometimes expresses in an unusual manner. As an example, as I was sharing, the cellular structure of every individual on planet Earth comes from the one cell organism called the zygote, which is the cell manufacturing or the cell formation that came forth because the egg and the sperm united as one. When the egg and the sperm united as one, the cosmic energetic force of creation entered into the process where the life force, which is God, brought forth the manifestation of the mitosis of that one cell organism, which we all came from the two cells that came together as one, that brought forth the mitosis, which is the cellular division within the structure. Now, I am going to open up the floor and the opportunity for people to by me. And I am probably going to start this in April the 5th. It's the day of Passover, traditionally in the Judaism consciousness of ancient Hebrew doctrines and methodologies. But the Passover, in essence, is symbolic of being free. Passover is symbolic of the Exodus movement for Jah's people. And hey, matter of fact, I'm going to make sure to put that song in our continue to move forward. I hope you guys are enjoying the show, the program. And I don't want to hold you guys up but so long. But in conclusion, I just want to share with you that I'm going to probably launch a coaching probably for $400 for four coaching sessions, of which I will help each individual better understand what I am sharing and the content that I am distributing on most Sundays, somewhere around 4 somewhere between 4 and 7. Oftentimes we aim for 6:30. My wife and I have a Facebook Live of which we have archived on my Facebook page, which is King Teasdale. That's my actual name, K-I-N-G, and then T-E-A-S. D-E-L-L. King Teasdale is also my Instagram, as well as King's Philosophy 15. I have a YouTube page also called King Teasdale, and my email isMyFirstAndLastName@gmail.com. So it's going to be necessary to establish what is required for the many to capture what is shared of what I have for society as a whole. Why? Because I love you. And in that love, I want you to know that I'm going to do everything in my power to help bring us all to the beauty that was intended from the very beginning. So I'll share more about the coaching. For those who are interested, feel free to reach out to KingTeasdell@gmail.com, KingTeasdell Facebook, KingTeasdell, wherever you may find me, KingTeasdell. And as a matter of fact, my webpage is the Souls of Life Society, which is under KingTeasdell.org, if not .com. I'm going to have to check into that further. But you can type in my name as well to capture the webpage, which is kingsphilosophy.org. All right? Let's get out of here with the Isley Brothers right now. Because I love that song, and we haven't heard it in a while. So in parting, I wish you love, the namaste, because the God in me honors the God in you. Until we meet again, which is probably going to be next week. I love you. Namaste.